That was Never Been the Same, the current single from Dia Hayes. And I'm delighted to be joined by Dia on the line right now. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Great to talk to you today, Dia. Now, you're here on Phoenix FM today to talk about your musical career. So let's go back to the beginnings. When did you first develop an interest in music?
I would say since an early age, maybe around the age of 7, 8 years old, I knew then that there was a love there, and I would sing and just learn music. My love for music began with just lyrics, just hearing lyrics, and I would remember songs word by word from early on in life. So yeah, I would say around that age.
Was it from TV or radio, or did the church at that age have a big influence on you? Where were you finding your music?
Very big influence from the church. Actually, I was introduced to a youth choir around that age, and I just took a liking then. And because I was so advanced in it at an early, I don't know, I guess because it's innate, it was just in me. Even at that age, they were calling on me to lead songs. And then, you know, of course, listening to the radio, your parents always kept it on a certain station. So, yeah, I just would listen to the radio and then, of course, sing at church, and just music just stuck in me. I just loved it.
Was there any particular one artist or record which had a massive effect on you that made you feel like this is going to be a career for me?
Well, dating back to when I was younger, I would say Mahalia Jackson. And, you know, that may be, some people may be like, wow, you know, at that age. But yeah, when I would hear her music or hear documentaries and just listen to her voice, it would just captivate me. And so even as a young girl, my voice was always strong. And I learned that from watching greats like Mahalia Jackson. But there's so many in the gospel industry now that I attribute my success to, and greats like Lisa Page, Brooks, and Vanessa Bell Calloway.
These are your inspirations today.
Yeah, basically. I'm sorry, Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
Yeah,
these are my inspirations. These are some of the older women in the gospel. Shirley Caesar, you know, women like that. It's just the power in their voice that really gets me.
And that's your main attraction, really, to your music and the genre, really. It's got a positive message, and it's got strength as well.
Absolutely. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Tell us about Never Been the Same. What's the message behind that song?
The message behind Never Been the Same is literally looking at where you were in life before God, pre-God, and then once you received him in your life, your focus and just the clarity comes in where you're like, wow, he literally changed my life, and I'll never be the same as a result. And it's almost like a vow to not go back to what you were. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just a lot of gratitude behind it. Just grateful for your life and where you were, and looking at where you are now and where you're going. And because of salvation, you're like, wow, I'll never be the same. And I'm grateful about it.
So it's a very simple message, but it's very powerful as well.
Very.
Yeah. What other songs have you written, recorded, released to date?
So we have not released any other music yet. But we do have quite a few that have been written, and we are recording now. They just have not been released. Another one that you can be on the lookout for in the very near future is Love God. It's another amazing song with such a powerful message, just talking about your love and admiration for God, which is really, you know, my life's posture. I just love God, all things God. He's just the focal point of my life. And so it's always good to show your appreciation, even through music. I know sometimes music tends to take on personalities where it's always just about us or about people or about a specific event. But I want us to also just remember have music that focuses just on God and your adoration, not asking him for anything per se, but just letting him know that you're grateful for him.
Yeah. And obviously you're becoming a prolific songwriter. You know, you've been singing for some time. Are you a musician as well? Do you play any instruments?
So funny story. I don't think that I can say I've ever been musically inclined to play instruments, but when I decided to take my singing to the professional level, I actually enrolled in music school and I am learning the piano now. Today I'm learning.
Oh, okay. So that may be something that's going to influence your songwriting and your...
I believe so. Yeah, because you know, even with the little bit I know now, when I sit down and I just begin to strike the chords, songs just come, melodies just come, and I'm just like, wow, this is really going to take me to another level.
Mm. And of course, we've been talking about your music, but you're also an ordained minister as well, which you have been for 10 years now. Is that right?
I am. Yes, I am.
So tell us a little bit about the ministry that you're involved with.
So it's twofold. I serve under, meaning I belong to, a ministry here in the city where I live, where I am one of the associate pastors. I'm actually an ordained apostle, and I help to, you know, pastor the people within that ministry underneath leadership. I have an overseer, but I also, God has graced me to lead my own ministry, some would call a para ministry. So outside of that ministry, I lead a ministry known as Abba's Daughters Incorporated. And it's a powerful ministry. It started out with just focusing on women, but in recent years we have opened up and expanded. That's why we became Abba's Daughters Incorporated, so that we could help all those that, you know, that are in need. And we service men, children, women. We go out and do outreach in the streets and in the community, doing coat drives, and we go to the nursing home and give care packages and just anything where we could be utilized, and the resources that we have access to, we try to share them in the community as much as possible. So yeah, I'm very blessed to be able to lead such an amazing ministry.
Yeah, it sounds like a very worthwhile community resource. So yeah, it's fantastic. Now, as far as your music career goes, what's the future hold for you? What are your immediate plans?
So my immediate plans are to, of course, release my single, which is set to be released on February the 8th, which is coming up in a very short time. So I'm excited about that. And, of course, finishing up my album and releasing my album, hopefully mid-year, we say, hopefully around near or before the fall. And traveling, just seeing where this opens up to. I'm excited about this industry. I'm excited about the, you know, networking that will happen and the people that I'm going to meet. I'm familiar with quite a few people in this industry already. So I'm just excited to take the gift and the calling on my life into this particular area of ministry. So, yeah.
Yeah. And people can go online and find out more about you. Is the best place your official website, would you say?
I would say, yeah, diahayes.com is there, and it pretty much is updated with, you know, the flyers that'll show where I'll be, whether I'm singing, preaching, or whatnot. They pretty much keep it up to date, diahayes.com, and then everything is official Dia, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, all the major platforms, it's
YouTube.
Official Dia.
Yeah.
YouTube, official Dia Hayes. It's going to be official Dia Hayes, first and last name.
Great. Dia, it was fantastic to chat to you on the Zoom today. Keep in touch with us about your future projects, and best of luck with the music. Hope the single goes really well for you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.